I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
We got a battle. Battle of the Titans.
Susan Sarandon and Annette Bening.
Yeah.
We recently had a show on powerful leading ladies.
Okay.
But I don't think we had either one of these on that show. So we have a face-off between these two grand ladies. One is 72, Susan Sarandon.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is 60. Annette Bening, both very fine actresses.
Like most great movie stars, they get so much better with age. They do so much by doing so little. How would you articulate their different personas?
Susan Sarandon is still the hot pistol that she was in Thelma and Louise, ready to cut you down. She has issues that she's going to put forward in her films or when she's presenting awards or whatever, where Annette Bening stands back and lets her character come out. She doesn't have a persona. For me, the way...
Really? Susan Sarandon, I think I'm more familiar with the arc of her career in some ways. She started out, she was a sex symbol. Her earlier movies, like Atlantic City, The Hunger. So she starts out as this sort of sex symbol. Then she hits this phase in her career where she does Bull Durham, which is like the older sex symbol. And it's a very knowing role. So you see that growth right there. Bull Durham really graduates her to this next level of stardom.
And there's only 8 years in between.
Yeah. And what a great role that is as Annie, team lover, whatever you call it.
Oh, good for you.
She reaches her apotheosis with Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, 91.
She's funny. The scene where she rescues Gina Davis from the rape in the parking lot, and they're walking away, and the guy says, he curses at her and says what he should have done.
Great scene.
She turns around, she blows him away, and then after he's dead, she says, "You watch your mouth, buddy."
Yes. We recently were talking about buddy films, and Thelma and Louise is the great female buddy film. You were recounting to me the final scene in Butch Cassidy, the freeze frame.
Yeah, that's it, right?
And doesn't Scott have a memorable freeze frame with that car over the canyon?
It's the same thing. It's so different. It's not ripping it off. It's a total homage, right? The car frozen in midair going over the cliff is the same thing. You don't want to see Butch and Sundance get riddled with bullets, nor do you want to see Thelma and Louise hurtle to their deaths.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon, she became this Oscar bait actress after that. I don't know that she's ever topped that.
She did at least have a nomination for Lorenzo's Oil, I think.
Yeah.
A much more serious role.
Right.
She is also memorable to cult fans for her role as Janet in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, wow.
Does she have a relationship with the Dr. Frankenfurter, the transgender?
Yeah.
But she did get Best Actress for Dead Man Walking.
Annette Bening's career follows a similar path. Annette Bening pops on the scene with The Grifters.
I love The Grifters.
Sexually charged presence on screen, partners up with Warren Beatty, and they do Bugsy.
Oh, yes. But then I know you're moving toward 99, American Beauty.
Oh,
when she plays Lester's wife.
Oh, man. That is her Thelma and Louise. Captures her in this perfect moment of her craft. No longer just relying on being cute and sexy or sultry. Now she's this wife, frustrated.
Most recently, I remember her in 20th Century Women.
Mm-hmm. For me, her best work in The Kids Are All Right, where she plays half of a lesbian couple with Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore has an affair, a heterosexual affair, with Mark Ruffalo. The scene at the dinner table, she slowly realizes and that Julianne Moore and him are having a physical affair. And the heartbreak that passes over her face is one of the most extraordinary moments of screen acting I've seen in the past 2 decades.
Once in a while, we like to interject this kind of trivia. Her idols are Helen Mirren, Frances McDormand, Liv Ullmann, Ingrid Bergman. And there was, for Annette Bening, an urban legend that she was the model for the Columbia logo. She believes that she was the model.
Not going to doubt her.
No, and it so symbolizes the strength of her belief in herself. Susan Sarandon or Annette Bening?
Susan Sarandon, just based on the strength of Thelma and Louise.
My choice is Susan Sarandon. Sarandon has been able to have a private activist life and yet at the same time be an actress and that no one will stay away because she's liberal.
I'm glad you had the guts to commit to that decision.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.